Maikovsky's Ghost in St. Petersburg Metro. On my way to catch the train to Moscow, then a plane to New York, I saw his lips again outside the subway train window between Gostinny Dvor and Maikovskaya stations, in a tunnel underneath Nevsky Prospect, 183 feet deep. Beloved lips belonging to the ghost of Vladimir Maikovsky. A delicate white cloud, pure lips and nothing else, hovering in the black fast abyss of wires, wires dancing so alluringly you could smash the window, stick your head out, and lose it for good. I feared his lips would release the undigested scream he boasted about, and sure enough, his metal teeth began to grind so loud that initially I mistook the deafening sound for dead silence, the way our skin can mistake freezing cold water for scorching hot. Riding on this train is like being inside a shot bullet, I mumbled to him. Fuck off with your cliches, Maikovsky said, and then hissed at me like a pussycat. Incensed, I told him that I hear this from a man, previously a man, who inserted the words pohabny and pohotny, lewd, lustful, into almost every poem, and then I blushed because I remembered that the distance between my two tongues and my one heart is really too great for me to cross. How is my poetry received in America today? He asked with irritation. Hold on, I said, going to Amazon.com on my iPhone 6. This subway Wi-Fi is crap. Here, an Amazon reader writes, the weakness in Maikovsky's verse is that the exhorting exclamations tend to thicken the surface of the subjects he assails, leaving the bottom composedly empty. I said it in Russian, translating bottom as butt, because why not? Station Maikovskaya, announced the voice of reality, my steadfast enemy. Not wanting to part, panicking, I said, Frank O'Hara wrote a poem about you. If he would just come back once and kiss me. He haunts the subway in New York City. You can meet him there if you want, if you risk crossing. But there was no response. As the black abyss began to slow down like an athlete collapsing from fatigue, I thought of the blurry photo of the dead Marilyn Monroe, her neck and jaw so tense and straining so hard to keep her light locked. The face reflected back at me could not be mine, but it was, rigid and lost and long discarded by something else, long before, very far from here. Then the doors opened with a pop.